All right, here we are. Last break of the day on this Friday. It's been a great Friday. Love Friday.
Hey, hey, can y'all clear something up for me? Okay, Uncle Steve and Junior. Uncle Steve and Jay, would you tell Junior you can't catch the whooping cough unless somebody whooping your ass? Will you please tell him that?
We've been arguing about this for, yesterday. He called me with that. You know you can't get the whooping cough unless somebody whooping your ass. Where you get that logic from?
Am I right or wrong?
You're wrong.
Unc and Jay.
Normally I'm with you, but then
thank you, Jay.
If there's anything else, I'm right there with you. But on the whooping call.
Most of the time when I'm getting my ass whooped, I'm hollering.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing.
Ain't nobody coughing.
I've never coughed in the middle of a whooping. No. My throat is clear. Crystal clear.
Mouth wide open.
Is the whooping coughs and the whooping coughs the same thing? Is he trying to say the whooping coughs?
No, he's stupid. It's not the same.
It's the whooping cough.
Don't worry about Jay. He's stupid.
Don't even get into it.
Okay, I'm not an idiot. Yeah. You're not going to act like I'm.
Boy, that's up for debate.
I would never say that.
Boy, that's up for debate.
You wouldn't.
I would never
Jay.
Say that. No.
All right, Steve, is that a nice segue into your closing remarks, you think?
You might as well be. My closing remarks today will probably draw some attention on social media, I would imagine. I would imagine that my closing remarks today will draw some attention from radio affiliates. I understand that, and I accept it all. I'm a big boy. I just have things that I believe in. But today is a day that I want to say something special to someone. Today is the last day of the Tom Joyner Morning Show. Tom Joyner and I have known each other for a number of years. Ever since the late 80s when we first met. We have grown to become brothers. We grew to become old friends. We grew to become competitors. In the radio world, it has led to some different viewpoints on different things at different times, I would imagine. But today, I want to honor him. I want to honor a man who has meant so much to black radio. Syndicated radio was really given birth by this brother right here. I remember the days of watching him fly from Dallas to Chicago as the fly jock. No one had ever done that. I don't know if anybody's done it since. He had a presence in radio that very few people will ever match. I think that his contribution to radio, I think his contribution to black America, I think his contribution to politics, I think his contribution to all types of movements, I think his contribution to historical black colleges, I think his contribution to entertaining people with the world famous Sky shows, I think this brother man deserves a round of applause from me today. Because Tom Joyner was one of the great radio voices of our time. If this man doesn't deserve accolades for his years of service to our community, his dedication to black people, I don't know who does. Now, I wanted to do this live. I wanted to surprise him and call in on his show. But due to the politics of the business we're in and the fallout from that, and I just didn't feel like dealing with the small-minded people who think that I should remain silent on this day. I didn't feel like it, but this is my show, and I'm doing it my way. And today, I pay tribute to one of the greatest voices of all time in black radio. One of the greatest voices of all time in radio, period. Nobody did it the way Tom Joyner did it, because Tom Joyner did it first. Listen, this brother right here, man, has done so much for so many on so many different occasions. Tom Joyner is one of the great ones. And for me not to say that, even as a competitor, would be an injustice to myself. I have to live my truth. I know there's people, man, you shouldn't say nothing and you shouldn't feel this or you shouldn't open your mouth. Well, I can't help it today because I know greatness when I see it. And he set a mark. He blazed a trail. And he laid it down like nobody had ever laid it down before. The Tom Joyner Show will be missed by so many people. He cannot be replaced. He will be missed. He's one of those voices that will go down in history as one of the greats. And on this day, the Steve Harvey Morning Show, we wanted to stop and say, hey, brother, we recognize you. You have been valiant on every level as a competitor, as a friend, as a frat brother, as another man dropping bombs from the airwaves. I hope when mine is over that they say some of the same things about me. Tom Joyner, you were one of the great ones, man. Love you, brother. Thank you for everything. Peace.
All right.
That's great, man. So
those are my closing remarks.
Man,
that's
great.
Amazing. That's it.
Yeah, man, that's great.
Yes.
That's great,
my man.
Man,
he Tom Joyner.
Yeah, man.
Get him, boy.
That's it.
Job well done, oh, Mr. Joyner.
Yes,
job
sir.
Well
yes. Done. Thank you for the opportunity, yep. Mr. Joyner.
Yeah.
Thank you, man.
And let me have your airplane.